There's a new wind blowing in government, and I don't like it.
Perhaps in these times of confusion and mistrust of government, we should hearken back to a humbler, more sincere voice of public service in the little town of Pawnee, Indiana.
All of a sudden, there's all this federal money coming in, and Paul, the city manager, is telling us to build parks, start new community programs. It's horrifying. My idea of a perfect government is one guy who sits in a small room at a desk, and the only thing he's allowed to decide is who to nuke. The man is chosen based on some kind of IQ test, and maybe also a physical tournament, like a decathlon.
Ah, yes, the man Ron Swanson, who inspired millions in the TV series Parks and Recreation. Where are you now, when we need you? Well, actor and comedian Nick Offerman is moving on from the manly, freedom-loving character he knows best. Yes, he's left Pawnee. We caught him on the trail of showcasing another side of his performing career. It turns out that in real life, he's an award-winning woodworker.
The thing about a lathe, there's something very magical about it, and it's an ancient tool that hasn't changed over centuries. I mean, they've had a motor added, but I know guys that build foot-powered lathes that can turn the most beautiful vases. There's something quite wizardly about the lathe.
Offerman explores the fun and deep spiritual contentment that he says comes from working with tools in his new book, Good Clean Fun, Misadventures in Sawdust at Offerman Woodshop. It's a real woodshop in East L.A. He says the political candidates might learn some important lessons from patient woodworking, and Offerman told us he's thought a lot about how Ron Swanson would approach the 2016 election.
He would not be a fan of Trump. He would think that going – that he was a successful businessman, and to go from there into politics is a huge step backward in Ron's eyes. He also doesn't respect women, and Ron is a big fan of women because they're people who deserve basic human dignity.
And that, of course, the interaction with women is what the show is all about.
It is, you know, and I think that a lot of narrow-minded people took Ron Swanson and they just cherry-picked attributes of him, and they said, oh, he likes guns, so he must be an NRA right-winger, or – you know, he's a macho sheriff type, so he must be a misogynist, and those things are very untrue. You know, he was a great feminist. Ron probably wouldn't like Hillary either because she's a career politician, but if he had to make a choice, he would vote for Hillary.
You know, this book that you've written, Good Clean Fun, is about your work as a carpenter. I grew up in the Midwest. I knew how to use a saw, and my dad had a workshop. It seemed like everybody had a workshop in those days. You know, how close is this to your sort of background as an artist?
There's a lot of that in the book. I mean, I've somehow become sort of an evangelist for woodworking, but it's more than that. It's a way of life, and I did grow up in a family in the country. My dad taught me to use tools, and my uncles and grandfathers on their farm, and but I never envisioned a life of like making furniture or anything like that. It's a very important part of my health and really my philosophy. I mean, by maintaining my life in my shop, I present myself with problems that need solving. The fun thing about woodworking is it's always a sequence of problem solving. And when you do that successfully and you end up with a table or a kazoo or a canoe, you say, that's pretty neat that I was able to do that. And that affects the rest of my life. You know, I'm much more likely to change my own tire, or, you know, when something breaks, I love to sew a button back on a garment. To me, that's something, that mentality is something that could really help our society these days. If a button fails, then I feel shame for whoever put that button on in the first place. And then it's up to me to beat their work with my replacement.
That is such a human view of objects. It really, I mean, because it embodies the object with the act of whatever the human did to make it.
That's part of what my book is about, is bringing our mentality back from consumerism and not knowing where all of our products come from, and getting back to where you live in a community where you're actually – you're raising chickens for eggs, and you trade them for a lady down the street who, you know, knits hats and whatnot. I think that'll keep us from becoming China.
this sort of mixture of the Zen of approaching life through making things as an artist and the humorous spirit of public service that comes through in Parks and Rec and Ron Swanson. I think they dovetail, if I can use that word here in this conversation.
I would appreciate it if you did.
Yeah. If Ron was asked to advise either of the candidates, and let's just say preferably both of the candidates, since we want to be as objective as we possibly can here on public radio, in these last 20 days or so before the election, what would Ron Swanson, as a public servant?
I would say I don't like to speculate at such things, because mainly the writers of Parks and Rec were so much more brilliant than me that, all, you know, in these kind of settings, when people ask me to extemporize as Ron, I say, you know what, I'm not smart enough. And if I had to guess, you know, he would probably tell Trump to go hide somewhere in Europe, you know, maybe open a cobbler's shop or something. He used to advise people, you know, get a real job, like welding. And, you know, they would probably give him something to say to Hillary that, you know, would be reminiscent of a Leslie Knope scene and say, look, I don't like the government, but you take a lot of punches and I really respect that. And I hope you get a nap here one of these days.
And Citizen Offerman?
It boils down for me to... We have two candidates. One of them has a great deal of experience at doing this job, and one of them has zero. I think it's telling that, you know, this tape thing happened with Access Hollywood, and the guy who's like a cheeseball talk show host got fired for it. But the guy running for president is attempting to walk away unscathed. I think that's pretty telling.
What's the worst thing you ever said in the locker room?
You guys ever seen one of these?
Nick Offerman, let's leave it right there. Actor, comedian, and carpenter, best known for his role as Ron Swanson in Parks and Rec, and author of the book Good, Clean, Fun, based on his work as a carpenter. Nick, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
By the way, you can head over to facebook.com/thetakeaway to see my Facebook Live conversation with Nick Offerman. It's pretty hysterical. Like our page, stay involved and get exclusive videos and interviews before they hit the airwaves. Again, that's facebook.com/thetakeaway.